Hello everyone and welcome to the Velocast. Stage 1 of the 2020 Tour de France set off from Nice around a circuit which would bring the peloton back to the Promenade des Anglais 154 kilometres later. And to say the opening day's racing was crazier than a dinner party involving Tom Cruise and Gwyneth Paltrow would be a massive understatement.
At that point, we saw Tony Martin come to the front and gear and go, "Karma's a bitch, isn't it?" You know, you told us you wanted to race. Well, you've tried, and look what's happened to your leader.
The finish into Sisteron was indeed where the stage came alive. And one rider in particular was jolted into action with the kind of speed and manoeuvrability that suggested he was riding a MotoGP event instead of a human-powered bicycle race.
Went past Peter Sagan so fast between Sagan and the barriers, I bet you there was a Doppler shift for Sagan's ears. Well, as I said after the finish, Adam Yates is to sprinting what Alexander Kristoff is to climbing.
Yeah, again, fair point, well made. It's probably one of the softest getaways into a break that you've ever seen at the Tour.
If it had been any softer, mate, it would have needed a blue tablet.
Oh my God, I can't believe you cracked that joke. And as a further shock, we've just learned that Julian Alaphilippe was handed a 20-second penalty for an illegal feat, thus making Adam Yates the new Maillot Jaune.
Just don't think they've got it this year. If you're Geraint Thomas or Chris Froome looking at that, I'm thinking, I'm really glad I'm not going, you know, to Paris, because these guys don't look like the guys I remember.
168 madcap cross-winded kilometres later, it was Wout van Aert who took yet another stage, which, given the circumstances, was probably the least surprising thing about today.
It was an exercise in brutal simplicity and good racecraft. But they got schooled today. Bora took the race to them and beat them at their own game. It was magnificent to watch. Thibaut Pinot, I was expecting him to get off his bike, fall to his knees and weep by the roadside.
Really weird stuff going on in this year's race, but I think Wout van Aert taking the peloton over the Orca at Côte de Belez must be up there with the weirdest we've seen.
I'm starting to think we're seeing a two-horse race here, and I'm moving actually from Roglic being my favourite in that race to the other Slovenian.
Sam Bennett holding off Caleb Ewan and Petter Sagan to take his first ever Tour stage win and take back the green.
What's in the water at Carrick? Because, I mean, there's two Irishmen held the green jersey and both of them are from the same bloody village.
There was controversy involving Wout van Aert and Petter Sagan.
And I'll be frank, I think he was kind of lucky to get away with being put to the back of the bunch. He has been my favourite rider of this Tour so far, and to see him take that victory today and take it in the kind of style that we saw him try to take his stage at the weekend was just everything that's good about bike racing for me.
Behind, once again, Tadej Pogacar lit up the GC group, but it was only Primož Roglič who could stay with the UAE rider, causing a major reshuffle in the GC.
And the first person I noticed that had been dropped was Egan Bernal. He looked like a man in a world of pain.
Another day, another Bora plan to jettison Sam Bennett out of the peloton's rear end and bring Petter Sagan back into green jersey contention. I'm sitting back smugly here because today panned out exactly as I thought it would and as I said yesterday on the show.
Yeah, shut up.
No, frankly.
But it was just perfect tactics. It was textbook. Get caught, go over the top. Even if they do nothing else for the rest of the Tour de France, Sunweb are one of the star teams of the race for me already.
The defending champion dropped out of the lead group on the early slopes of Grand Colombier and eventually trailed in 7.5 minutes down from the stage winner.
I mean, his face was grey, his visage was just a mask of pain. He looked uncomfortable on the bike. And when Bernal started to lose time, he lost it fast.
They look like Movistar, and I'm sorry, Movistar fans, that wasn't meant as a compliment.
Well, Movistar looked better than Ineos just now. They had Alejandro Valverde up at the finish.
The Velocast, the soundtrack to cycling. Subscribe at velocast.cc, where currently you can also take advantage of our 2021 early bird offer.